I was one of the gun-owning Americans that heard your speech and heard what you had to say regarding, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15s and your AR...
Let's be respectful. Let's
47.
Be respectful.
Well, I am here to say, hell no, you're not. So, with that, I would like to know how you intend to legislate evil, because it is not the gun, it is the heart of the man that does that. We all have stories. Excuse me.
Let's allow her to finish, please.
We can all have these stories. We all have the experiences. I was living in Aurora during Columbine. I had just recently moved when the Aurora shootings happened, yet I have very close ties here. Yet all of those people were there defenseless. They had no way to defend themselves against a crazed shooter. So I want to know how you intend to legislate the hearts of men and leave American citizens like myself, American mothers. I have 4 children. I'm 5'0", 100 pounds. Cannot really defend myself with a fist.
It's okay. Let's allow her to finish.
I don't have my AR-15 today. I have my Glock.
But you shouldn't have it.
Don't worry, sir. I have your back. Anyway. I want to know how you're going to legislate that, because a criminal, by defense, breaks the law. So all you're going to do is restrict law-abiding citizens like myself. We all know that you, sir, have a criminal history, and I understand that burglars do not like armed defense.
It's okay.
Yes, yeah. Sir. Burglars do not like armed defense, yet that is a right that we have that shall not be infringed in America.